Singing sensation. Dashed singing sensation dares to incorporate a robbery as if monotony, an unfolded collar of chambers, beaten out on an anvil, who shouldered the wrong burden, once redressing, as a split bung type, to the paradise of another open matter offer pattern, regressing. Yes, it's chopped off, out of the ether, an oblong slide into shaded polygon, a thick block wedged into position, shifted over, determined minutiae. What magnifies this ecstatic identification, as if a stone hands over, turns and leaves? Cows and horses, placed here, equally asunder, redounded sense of the outmoded categories, the licenses to print, castellate the chimneys on the horizon, the simple point spits a loop of charcoal, settling neatly, the chance attendant on thought again. Something happened that tall day. A coach approaches out of wistfulness. Super sullen, subtle, you might be on a hiding for nothing. To tense means an ingenuity that never fails the fully aligned arrangements of emotion. The angle steeps up a rostrum into a tense torso of reflections, a bum deal to recondite despite the spilled guts of a singed contract, the seeming hopeless dumps into a skillet, marmoreal, funereal. Wind proposes leaves, a tractable baffle, a front mazy with starry points, releases you to what alternative? Two opposite hoppers, bottom out, a tactical battle. Raising the meat gate. What is it that it answers to in me? Airline seating lines, paper through attentions, thin folds, hi-hat sound, hooks a hotspot, to a point winking at the brim of articulation. How does it break response into two? Does it start with me or you? The second before, this leaving creature sporting itself in joy, now heads to a passage of self-destruction. In an instant, all sport is ended, the shocking banality of its swiftness all too unremittingly familiar. How to hang a split to pit that wretched bowl, bulging in one's eyeline, head height, bespoke addictions, a simple worm in the architecture. Love me, love my hate dog, a sullen sip of disciplined testing of a vintage, better bettered only the next time around. Toughen things into their special apportioned proportion. A speck of timeless, dated, innocent angst guides in, dissolves to a hair in the gate. What are your bounds, your grounds so solid to run your duty on? Batch it, hawk it, quick, over the border. Your hair, as a blunt napkin sawn in two, to promote multiple rights atop a carnage, left a lot of wishful thinking to be done, a part to catch lots of sensation, ducts of consolatory revelation. In the cramped, geometric corridor, your space is uneased for a battered window, sleep, slide off an incline, in the glass house, where an alarm winking in the ground provokes a depth, your eased figure skated to a petrol can that props the door in secure lighting. Know if what you think, know if what you know, feel in your moving centre. If you get grounded, nailed upon two pins for support, it don't knock you, move you, in your centre, moved and moving still. Her sparkling empathy, as we study Bacon, a study of a dog. Where is he? At the beach. He can smell ice cream. Everyone is ignoring me, trapped in a frame like a basketball court. What have we bound out of you two, we and I, in starry perfection? Retune into tomorrow's morose remorse. I can feel it here, taut in my moving centre. It snakes my wrist across my brow, though there is no need of external description. Book it, slap on a slab, that fat insensate chances bore away yesterday. Place the head against a graph and something else begins to show up. The cap had to be shown before it was removed, aiming at the space behind the head. Holding still, the texture shows up the anti-glare coating on the spectacle, but speculates on a long process of recovery. take cover from my artificial intelligence, draw fire from a host of coasted gestures, sprung back to reveal a shipped resource wrapped in corrugated cargo hold, flexible storage inverts a new space outwards, invents an attempted scan of the justified deserts, quality seconds. Shapeless nothing. Light flash off the top of a brick wall. Recalls a walk where time stood still. A static atmosphere where one's boundaries start to expand. Cause an intergrade shifting. A current presence of past life on a disused railway track on a winter's afternoon. Plea for realism. That all the values reflect only a part of the larger world we live in. Check the upbeat matrix where no human assessors are necessary, for a sudden shudder breaks a bespoke statement. We know where this is coming from, but how do we know when we are doing well? That cool garden becomes an arena of force for warring clans amongst nature, between city streets, now no more nor less horrific than the transmissions. What is permanently temporary is the smell, the way it wraps its map way back in the ancient fledgling mind. No better, no worse. He is gone at the exact moment that we recognized him. His sacrifice making him something more than he had been for us when he sat straightforwardly, daily on the dresser. His uniqueness is also ours, though it may take us all our time to find it. That wasn't me. In this perturbable schedule, a host of glowing lights disperse through a body, taints the overactive gland with a sharp stain of movement. In here I've forgotten myself, already bound to a hesitant world, fallen in with fortune's partner, to begin to admit, in fact, that it was me. Red pen on red paper, your hand extends into a rock, more contrast is required. When the invitation came, when least expected, shine on the crystalline line of interhuman form, you wish for what you get. Impression in the mirror, a cast of lines converges on a shattered visage, makes marks in a moving time of reflection, cannot be caught exactly, not in time, to preserve in us a fulsome following taint of the lone, level, absolute stretch for away, get clean away, today. Eclipse infinity. It is not you who are not equal to it, but it stands close to a wall of sand. Light makes it through, water also, into a tense, still sound. Welling could start from here, reach the perimeter, view a new moral horizon. The Earth still doesn't know how old it is, yet it ages terribly. That plaintive night cry above what has remained a coast, for a while at least, knows as much and as little as we settle in a field of moving silence. What you can be is not philosophy. What you can't change entreats itself to hold eye contact, stand its ground and move with you. It is not that simple, but leaves an open pressure, makes monumental a tiny human gesture. Indifferent will, to noise responsibility again provokes in the enclosed space, who dares to step outside her bounds to collapse into the screened environment, swallow it like grit to a defensive pill, bitter to know this is the distracted numbness you prefer. What is it that it fires up in me? In this difficult passage, or not a passage, but a stable set of distinguishable circumstances, acting on which a twist provokes another dimensional view, the split hair, a reed, quivering between reality and imagination. Into my shattered song, bring down a shaft of crimson light to break weight of this solemn compact against my air's self-breath, worm suns, benighted, catch back a staunch breath, redoubled effort breaks into song, all over again, for the now and then.